If you don't have tangible, real evidence, if somebody, do you think this is a good industry? Yeah, the MLM industry is phenomenal. Really? Why? I heard it's a scam. I've heard people lost money. Matter of fact, I had a friend who bought a boatload of stuff, holiday magic, back in the 70s. He still got that stuff in his garage. He lost $10,000. That's a pyramid. Nobody makes any money in pyramids. I listened to the FTC. They even sued Amway for being an illegal pyramid. You know, Herbalife was sued as well. And there was a company in California that went out of business because they were sued and found to be an illegal pyramid. I think they're all scams. I think they're all illegal pyramids. And the only people that make money are those who lucky got right in at the beginning. Nobody makes any money later on. This guy's got tons of tangible evidence of why MLM sucks. What are you going to say?
Well, I think it's good.
Well, who's going to win that debate? So you need to have some tangible evidence here, man. So you have to have, you have tangible evidence that the industry works, that the leadership is good, that the product is good. Does this make sense? You got to have some tangible evidence here. Next, you got to get some tangible evidence that the compensation plan is a good, generous, lucrative compensation plan. So take a sheet of paper, you put compensation plan across the top, and you're going to write down some tangible evidence about why you think the compensation plan is good. This one's going to be easy, you know why? Because if you have the How to Get Started Fast series, there's an audio in here, which is, I'm not sure of the number, I think it's the last one, which is the dynamics of the marketing plan, how and why it works. Plus, next week, I believe, affiliate development series, the next 2 weeks, I think, is Chris McGarahan talking about the advanced dynamics of the marketing plan, how and why it works. You listen to the dynamics of the marketing plan here and the affiliate development series, Dynamics of the Marketing Plan by Chris, you will be 100% convinced that this is the most, it's the best, most comprehensively, perfectly designed compensation plan in the industry by far, and you'll have the tangible evidence to prove it. Right now, you probably don't have the tangible evidence if somebody got into an argument. But I guarantee you, if Chris McGarahan got into a debate with anybody about the compensation plan, they don't have a chance. Because he's a numbers maniac anyway. But not just the numbers, but the psychological factors that nobody else factors in anyway to make a marketing plan effective and good. Next. The training, tools, and system. What is your level of belief that the training that Jin provides for you, the tools that we provide, and the system that we provide is good, some of the best in the industry, and will allow you to achieve all your financial goals and dreams by building a large affiliate program? What is your level of belief that the training, the tools, and the system is outstanding and can help you build an affiliate program? What is your level of belief that we provide great stuff, that we have what you need, that we provide what you need, that you, as a business owner in this affiliate program, have better training, better tools, and a better system than anybody else, or at least everything you need to help you build your affiliate program, that we provide that, that it's available to you? What is your level of belief? So you take a clean sheet of paper, and at the top you put system slash tool, training slash tools slash system, and you write down the tangible evidence if you were getting into a debate with somebody. Next, what is your level of belief that you can do it, that you can succeed in this? What is your level of belief that you can do it on a scale of 1 to 10? 10! Okay, Dr. Tom, let's test this guy on his level of belief, 10. No, it ain't a 10. Consciously, maybe, subconsciously, no. You got to clear this. And if I were to say, what's the tangible evidence? What have you done in your life, Charlie? What makes you think you can do it? You've never succeeded in anything you've done. You've tried 100 money-making schemes, haven't made a penny in any of them. What makes you think you can do it? You don't have any education. Your family is even behind you. All your friends are laughing at you. What makes you think you can do it? You're not that slick. You're not a salesman. You're not a good communicator. You don't have any rich friends. What makes you think you can get people to join this? What makes you think you can succeed? If somebody got into a debate with you, would you be able to beat them? What's your level of belief that you can do it? What others have done, you can do also. What is your level of belief? What tangible evidence do you have? Can you say, you know, I know the story of a guy who couldn't read or write, who became a millionaire in network marketing, because he said, I can't do this, but I know I can find a few people that can. And if that guy can do it, I can do it. If you have some tangible evidence, then you can win that debate, and then your level of belief will be high. Now I'm going to help you get some tangible evidence right now that you can do it.